Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go for us. I'm Dirt and Sprague. Brandon's over there. I should say Booger Brandon and Brandon alongside me today. Don't be a chotch. Don't eat your boogers. We do have a lot to get to in this hour of radio.
I have tiny legs and I'm fat.
Tommy D talked to the media yesterday and business leaders, and that is where we'll start. By the way, we have the Magic Hat coming up 1 hour from now. Very excited about my Magic Hat submission. So is Sprague, so stick around for that coming up at 9. Nothing puts our minds into a blender as radio hosts more than trying to remember how to pronounce the name of somebody coming on the show. Now, we famously had Tyson Alderon for years and called him the wrong name for like 5 years.
He never corrected us.
And finally, one time coming into an interview, he was like, by the way, like, where was that the last 5 years? Help us out.
Also could have texted.
He also, there's other ways that we
can
do this.
It was on air, and he's like, you've been saying my name wrong.
By the way, like, hey, how about we do this discreetly? And that's what happened with our guest, an investigative reporter and anchor at K2 News, Wright Gazaway. How did I do? Did I nail it?
Hey, you got it right.
Yes.
You guys had it right at the end of the last segment.
Okay.
Yeah, right with right.
Right with right. Here we are.
By the way, sports guy.
Sports guy. That's right, Gazaway. He's going to bark at some point in this interview, and I'm a little concerned about that.
I'm not barking.
Okay.
I will not bark.
Are you not a bark? Now, is that just for this interview, or do we have an anti-barking policy?
No, that's the only thing I have in common with Matt Stafford is that I think the barking, to each their own, not my thing.
Really? Now, the reason we bring this up is he's a Georgia grad, and I'll never forget going when Oregon and Georgia played in Atlanta. We went to a Braves game the night before, and I was wearing an Oregon shirt, walking up from my section to go into the concourse to go get a beer, and people just barking at me and being like, I don't know what's happening right now. I'm really intimidated. And it was foreshadowing of how the game was going to go the next day. No, we wanted to bring Wright on because he was at we keep forgetting when to call it, so I'm just going to go Chambers of Secrets. Tom Dundon was talking to business leaders yesterday at the Moda Center. So I just kind of paint the picture for our audience. You had some videos up on your social media, by the way, right at Wright K2. You can go check them out there, of just what the vibe was like, what your biggest takeaways were as Tom Dundon's trying to sell this arena deal to the city council and the county.
Yeah, so this was billed as like a conversation with Tom Dundon. They held their meeting at Moda, which was out of the ordinary. They normally do it at a hotel. And he was supposed to come on at 2:40, and it kept getting pushed back and back and back. And then I saw him kind of off in the wings of one of the tunnels, which I thought was strange because there were like 1,000 business leaders, government leaders. The governor was there, all sitting in the stands. And he was, you know, all the participants were in the front row, and he was just kind of waiting in the wings. And he came out at 3 o'clock. And we can get to his comments in a moment. I would just say my immediate takeaway was it was a very short discussion, and he was very short. He is a man of very few words. And I just expected a little more enthusiasm, and I just felt like he wasn't giving it.
Do you take away from that? It's very interesting because we haven't had somebody like this. Like, I think the way his presence is, the way he is kind of addressing some of this stuff, I think it's making a lot of people in the political world, outside of the political world, reporters, it's making a lot of people kind of uneasy, making them feel a certain thing. He's gone through stuff like this before, though, when he was going through the Hurricane Stadium stuff. Just, it's just a different way, I think, of operating than we're really accustomed to out here in Portland. And so I'm kind of with you. Like, it sounds very unusual to paint a picture where you got the big mover and shakers, and he's not really doing a whole lot of, like, selling on, this is why we should get the funding, this is why you should fund it. I saw his quotes. I saw your video. He just seems very, I don't know. You were there. It strikes me as guy who doesn't feel like he needs to sell you anything. He's just saying, I own the Blazers. Make the building better.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people there that were puzzled by just the whole discussion. And like you said, that was a pretty easy crowd. I mean, these are business leaders, the government leaders. These weren't the protesters who were outside. Right. And I thought his answer about, you know, the only question I felt like that was really substantive was like, why are you not investing private dollars into this renovation project as it's currently proposed? And that's the question I wanted to ask him, which is why I was there. I wanted to interview him, and then it became clear when I saw the setup that there would be no chance to even cross paths with him.
Right.
Very quickly. And he clearly feels like he is, by way of the taxes on the players' salaries, which is how the state bonds will be paid back, and by way of these ticket taxes and fees that the team gives the city. He really feels like that's his investment, because he made a comment. He said, we lower our ticket prices to account for these taxes and fees that we then give to the city, and but for those taxes and fees, we would make more money. So I just think, as someone who's covered this deal, city councilors are on the record. They want rent. They want payments in lieu of taxes. That doesn't sound like somebody who's even entertaining that.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the next follow-up. So we're talking about Wright Gasaway, investigative reporter, anchor at K2, at Wright K2 on Twitter. You go give him a follow. Some of the clips from this Dundon meeting with business leaders in the Portland area at the Moda Center are on his social media profile. And I think that's the next natural follow-up, because we've heard from city council people. We've had some on our station who have talked about wanting to get certain concessions out of it. And it seems like your takeaway is that this is not going to be an organization and an owner in particular who's really willing to play much ball here. Like, it seems like there's a stance on their side of, this is the deal. This is the deal that we support, and that's kind of it. Do you think there's any middle ground as time goes on, if it does seem like, hey, this is a, that we're in question of whether or not this funding is going to pass? Do you think there's, at some point, they're coming to the table? Maybe it's from Dwayne Hankins, the team president, or somebody else, or do you think this is going to be their stance the entire time? I know it's impossible to know, but I also had that takeaway yesterday of, like, this is a deal, it's a fair deal, and this is the only deal you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys mentioned Raleigh. I mean, he's on the record saying that was a really hard deal. I was watching that yesterday feeling like, this guy's sitting here hardballing in the middle of a negotiation. And I think maybe that was his tactic. Hey, I don't want to, you know, I was expecting, happy to be here, honored to be in Portland, to be an owner of this team. We love the Trailblazers. It's great fans. There was none of that. It was straight to business. And it's hard to figure out where 12 counselors come down. We've talked to all of them. We had them on our post-NBA finals shows. It seems like the majority of them at the moment are not going to approve a deal that doesn't include some sort of revenue back to the city. And one point I would just make that most people aren't realizing is the city of Portland does own the Moda Center, and technically they own it. But the Rip City Management is the operator of the arena. So every event they have there, the money flows through Rip City Management. The city is not the operator, which is a big, you know, the mayor's point is, we own the building, we should do it. And the city does own it, but there's a lot of money in operating it, which the team and the Rip City Management is, they're still the operator.
When you talked to people at the event, did you get a vibe of how they felt about it?
I think they were hoping to get more. And I think if you went there hoping that you would have some reassurances that he's committed to Portland, I don't think you leave that event feeling better. And I reported this on TV yesterday. Andrew Hone, the chamber president, in one of his questions, he said, you've been on the record that if you get this money, if you get a deal, you'll keep the team here. I reported that he nodded along, and I went back and watched that. He did not nod along. He didn't correct Andrew, but he didn't chime in and say, yep, that's true. That's the question I wanted to ask him. If you get the money, will you keep the team here?
Right.
Now, we've heard owners say they won't move, but it was basically, if we're going to stay here and pay these tax rates to the state, we're going to pay these tax fees to the city, That's our contribution. That's what it sounded like to me.
Now, how prolific were the protests outside? Because I know you guys reported on that yesterday. I saw some stuff on K2 about, and there were city council members who were there talking to the protesters, you know, no bailouts for billionaires, yelling at people as they went in. How prolific was it, you know, just kind of a 10 people out front of the arena? Are we talking like what size of group of protesters are we talking? How loud was it? What was that like?
It was loud, and if you are familiar with we park in the garden garage, mm-hmm. so there's that little grass median, for lack of a better word, kind of in right across the street from the garden garage. It's not very big, but it was full, and the protesters were along that sidewalk, some of them screaming at people as they drove in. They were taking pictures of people that drove in, and I thought about rolling down the window and saying I was there to cover it, but I'm not sure it would have mattered. But, I mean, they were definitely approaching people's cars that were going in, and I'm not sure if Tom Dundon saw them, but there was a crowd, I'd say between 50 and 100 people.
Okay.
You know what would have worked really well is if you walked past them and they heckled you, if you barked back.
They would have no idea.
I think they would have been
that.
So thrown
what,
off by
bark at us.
Guy barking at
it
us.
It could be another day in Portland.
Exactly. Nice little suit. He's barking at us.
Happens a lot
here.
Down there when you're walking around.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's interesting because I hear everything you're saying. We were talking with somebody that we know that works within government and has good relationships with people. They also kind of have a similar takeaway of like, yeah, man, this actually is kind of starting to feel a little odd. And I get it. Like, he has said he has no intention. He didn't buy the team thinking about moving the team. He went through how people said that about him in Raleigh, about he was going to move the team to Texas, and he never even thought about that. So maybe his thinking is, I've already addressed this. I don't need to add to it. And so you just kind of sit there and take in whatever statement somebody is saying. The opposite side of that, because for everybody protesting and upset by the money and how you distribute from this fund or that fund, the obvious thing is the city owns the building. It's $1. I hear what you're saying about the Rip City management and all that, but like the city owns the building. The building has never been really renovated. They need to renovate it anyway. So that's the Dundon argument that's like easy for him of like, you have to do this anyway. The fire play here. We have concerts. Artists won't even come to the venue as much anymore because of how old it is. What's the solution if they don't want to give it to Tom Dundon because he's a billionaire?
Well, yeah, that's the thing that I think supporters are pointing out is that, look, this arena needs to be renovated. The city's the owner. If the Blazers leave town, absent finding a new operator who will pay for renovations, the city's on the hook. And they don't feel like it'll ever be cheaper than $120 million. Because in the city's mind, they're thinking, we're getting a $600 million renovation for a quarter of the price. Yeah. So those people feel like it's a great deal. I guess it just comes down to whether the mayor can get six votes, because if it's a 6-6 tie, he would break the tie. And so that's really the number. If you're counting votes, they need six.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I've talked to some people who think it's 7-5 right now against. And can you sway one? Can you sway two? Now, the other part of this, and I'm hoping you can answer this, because I should probably follow local politics closer. We all probably should. It impacts our lives more than national politics. But in the last handful of years, we've kind of overhauled the city council and given them kind of unprecedented leverage of just what has transpired behind the scenes for people who don't follow that closely, and maybe how we've set our own grave in that area, because the mayor, who was fully on board with this and is writing like chastising letters, doesn't have the power that maybe he had 4 or 5 years ago.
He has no power unless it's a tie vote. Exactly. And I think I've had counselors who came on who told me this vote will not break down how our other. There's a pretty common 6-6 vote along this council with how they break. And what I've been told is this vote will not break along those lines. So I don't know if, you know, which way it would go, but I've heard it's different. What's interesting is we had those post-NBA finals shows and we invited the Blazers on every time. And Dwayne Hankins politely finally said, look, I appreciate the invites. We're not coming. We have nothing to add. And we look forward to the city and the county upholding their agreement. What I find interesting is the city has made no agreement. And if the mayor has made an agreement with the team, to your point, he doesn't have the power to do that.
Right.
So it seems like it's the team's impression that the mayor's plan is an agreement, but now the mayor has to go find those votes. And that's, I think, the tricky thing that people don't – this is why the past mayor said, who would want to be a mayor in this new form of government, because you're really just a cheerleader. I mean, he's got no power. He can't make this investment on his own. He has to find at least 6 people who will vote with him.
Yeah.
Are you the new host of the Rip City Wrap Up? And I just missed the announcement.
Yeah.
No. I anchor all the newscasts, and mm-hmm. Just because this Moda Center stuff is such a, I mean, it's such a blend of sports and news. I obviously love sports as well, and they just asked me if I would come on and host the more, newsy interviews with city councilors. We had Andrew Hone on. We had Rob Wagner on. So they wanted me to kind of host that segment. Guillermo did the stuff with Casey and more breaking down the basketball side of things.
Yeah.
I try to stay in my lane on air, even though I'm in Guillermo's office every day.
Talking
sports. my analysis. And I just want to point out really quickly, I know we're maybe running long. I connected with you guys because K2 covered when you guys flipped to FM, and I tuned in like the loyal listener I am, and you guys were complaining that we didn't have enough enthusiasm when we read the story. So I'm sorry about that.
I love that, member. That's a great callback right there. Right, Gazaway, he's a friend of the program. He's a Georgia Bulldog who will not bark at you. Okay, you don't have to worry about barking when you're around him.
I love the stay in my lane quote. He was DMing us, too, like football takes. Like,
oh,
guys, I don't know
Georgia,
about this.
Yeah.
You just bash Georgia right here.
You bring up Kirby
Smart.
Right? Yeah. What's up with all your players and driving in Athens, man? Why can't they stop getting arrested?
I know. It's past the point of defense. And when I was playing there, we all had scooters and bikes. And if you go back now, the players' lot looks like an NFL Lamborghinis and souped-up cars. They've got to get a handle on it. It's terrible to see because, I mean, they've already had one player die.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. Real quick, and I know it's very early. We're not going to hold you to anything here. We talk about stupid crap on this show all the time, so nobody's going to hold anything against you. Do you lean that eventually they will pass it? Because we had, I think it was Candace Avalos was on the station.
Yeah.
And she is somebody that's like, I don't know where I'm voting yet. But she basically did say, I think the quote was something to the effect of like,
she thinks a deal will get done. It's just about working out the details in the deal.
Exactly. You know? Like, are you sharing that sentiment right now? Or are you leaning one side or the other based on what you're seeing and hearing and feeling? Like, where would you be at on that?
I'm going to give you a terrible answer because it's so hard to tell. And I would just say, there's no one for or against a deal. I think they would all argue they're for a deal. Their definition of a deal is different.
Yeah.
It seems like right now, if the ownership group is not willing to share any of the revenue, either the operating revenue or rent, it's hard for me to see them having the votes. But, of course, anything could be happening behind the scenes. I think it just comes down to what Tom Dundon ultimately agrees to pay as part of the deal, if he agrees to pay anything at all, or if the councilors start feeling pressure from their constituents to get this done no matter what.
Yeah, it's one of those reminders. If you want a deal passed, start calling whoever your city council member is, whatever district you live in, give them a call. Tell them you want them to support the bill. At Right K2 on Twitter, investigator, reporter, and anchor at K2. Friend of the program, Georgia Bulldog, was at the Tom Dundon Chamber of Commerce meeting yesterday. Right, thanks for the time this morning, man. We always appreciate it. Great insight, and let's do it again soon.
Yeah, I'd love to talk football as it gets closer.
Let's go, baby. There you go. Right, Gazaway. Great stuff from him, from K2. And that was a great balance of understanding exactly what it looked like. I talked to somebody who was there yesterday, and it's always good to kind of corroborate some of the stuff you hear. And it was a very similar takeaway of there's not a lot of enthusiasm about being here. There's not a lot of like, hey, Portland, you know, like the band that comes out, the lead singer, Portland, we love you. There's not a lot of that from
him. He just gets right into the song.
That's throwing pitches down the plate, and if you're not ready to swing, you're not ready to swing. But we ain't farting around getting any of this nonsense out of the way.
Did we expect him to come out as Mr. Enthusiastic?
I wouldn't say I expected him to, but I do think the Orem wrote a piece yesterday that I agreed with of –
Need to be leading this?
There needs to be a balance here of, like, not just, hey, we got a deal, get it done. Like, we agreed to this. Clearly, you haven't agreed to anything with the city council. Maybe the mayor you did, but to Wright's point and the political landscape we have right now, the mayor's powerless.
Yeah, he is. But he is already on the record, I think, at two different points said when he got the team, he was told this was the deal. There was a deal in place, basically.
Yeah.
And now he's getting pushback.
Right.
It may not be a big number of people, but you got protesters now booing people just going to the event, which is...
They were out there yesterday.
Well, it's an odd thing to just protest going to one.
It's going
to
become a campaign topic for people who are up for election in November of I'm not giving a billionaire tax dollars. And they're going to... I mean, people are going to turn this into... A massive debate come election season cycle. Mm. Let's a couple more thoughts on this on the other side. I had some other takeaways from somebody who I know was there that I thought was interesting. One, maybe like break glass in case of emergency situation that we could find ourselves in. And then also bits of audio. So he mentioned, the Tom Dundon quote on why he's not putting money in. So we'll play that for you because he sent that out yesterday. Also a quote from Steve Ballmer about the idea of moving teams in the NBA that just happened to be on a podcast here in the last handful of weeks. So a little bit more on this, the Tom Dundon meeting and the idea of funding the Moda Center next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!